Gucci and Sinbad, I See You. Teresa in Tema. Hey, Teresa 72 on Kacha. Aubrey Pong is listening from Bachuna. Is a nephew of Okoji Ahene. Nanasa Furoko and Padete. I told you I was with him in Dodowa. Papa C, I was with your uncle in Dodowa. Brilliant festival. The Gadangbe guys pulled it off. Sakumono, I See You. Samuel Soku listening from Akachi. Says playtime is over. Mr. Agla, I See You. Steven Agla. Angela Corte, now quietly my sister. He says I am tuned in. Folks, we start the way we start. Until the lions have their own historians. Tales of hunting would always glorify the hunter. And you know I'll say that again. Folks, I said until the lions have their own historians, the tales of hunting would always glorify the hunter. Hello and welcome to the most opinionated hour on radio and the nation's thought-provoking hour. I am Nana Ansakwao IV, chief of the little republic of Akwemu Edumasa, probably the only republic within the republic. And I say thank God it's Monday. Another blessed Monday, another opportunity to meet up and perform this amazing ritual. Probably one of the most important rituals on radio. A ritual performed by nation lovers, a ritual performed by patriots. And every Monday at this time, we meet up to do exactly that. Here, labels are dropped. Here, passions are high, but tempers are measured and language is decent. Yet, we get our views and messages across. Folks, welcome to the ritual I call That's My Opinion. Only on Mondays, on Joy 99.7 FM. Folks, every Monday at this time, topic today. I am because you are. I am because we are. Let us all gather and make truth good. A very emotional topic for me today. A really emotional topic for me today. Folks, I don't know if it's only me, but I'm sure you out there too are somewhat concerned. But the deterioration of the psyche and the minds of a great number of us should be sounding alarm bells and should be a matter of great concern to every well-meaning Ghanaian. But that's if we even realize it. Folks, see, I was thinking that if I were president, if I were minister for education, if I were somewhat in charge or had power to make any national policy, no child in Ghana will finish primary school without the total concept of I am because you are. Folks, it will be imbibed in them. For want of a better word, they will be indoctrinated. It will be instilled. Folks, it will be the it. You will be made to eat it, drink it, breathe it, and that's the philosophy that you would leave school with. Folks, I will not be too concerned about their English and the accent with which they speak it, but rather their character and form. Respect for fellow man, respect for traditions and culture, knowledge of traditions and culture, knowledge of history of your own, respect for people who came before you. If you don't want them to be ancestors, respect for the saints who fought for you, respect for nature and love for nation. No child should leave class 6 without these important qualities. And as they progress through education, as they go through the educational ladder, it will be further entrenched where good examples of leaders who fought for their nations will be taught to them. All the advantages that they have will be taught to them. Every black child will be proud of being black rather than walk around the world being apologetic to the world that they are black. I went to a very big and, you know, supposedly enlightened church, you know, with big, you know, bishops and stuff. And I look on the wall and they have the pictures of, you know, Cesar Borges there as Christ. And I looked at them and I said, you know, even if the congregation didn't know, those leading, they have PhDs. You should know that this man is in Christ. And so you don't depict this person in your church constantly making us inferior so that we have been so downgraded that even the God we worship is of a different race. But that's not what I'm talking about today. I'm talking about I am because we are. Folks, we have drifted so far from this principle that our actions can no longer be rationally explained. Our behavior, folks, in all honesty, and I don't want to use any negative word because of how emotional I am, but our behavior is very strange. Where about 4 million people say they have no means of getting their daily bread, so to hell with the living waters of the 32 million. About 4 million people are saying they have no means of getting their daily bread. So to hell with the living waters of the 32 million of us, including themselves. Folks, we have drifted to the point where it is no more about the voter, but about the votes. Strangely enough, Even the voter is more concerned about his or her vote rather than their own well-being. Strangely, even the voter himself or herself is not even concerned about the votes and not their well-being. Now, this part I really don't get. So, example, if there was a demo today, right, about names not being on the voter register, you see us in our thousands, agitated and truly infuriated that our names are not on the register. But if there's a demo on a dereliction of duty of a voted office, so if you call the people to come and agitate, hundreds will show up. And so then you wonder, so why were you so angry to have your name on the voters register? If you don't care what services the voted officer does, then what are you, why were you so angry to put your name on the vote? Why are we so angry to have our name on the vote if we really don't care about what the voted elected official does? But then, folks, like I said, our behavior is very strange. Very, very strange. Folks, I think to some of our leaders, it's more about me, myself, and I. They get into office and it's me, myself, and I. They have no other concept. They have no concept. So all we are talking about, I am because you are, is alien to them. As though, folks, without the followers, they will still lead. Yes, it's as though without the followers, they will still lead. Folks, as though the voters owe them a favor. And there's this unwritten rule where they have to be thanked. The chief and everybody, you have to find a day to go to the Flagstaff House or the whichever minister it is to go and thank them for providing social amenities with your own taxes. Sometimes from loans they have borrowed, which you will in turn pay for. But still, that's what we have to be thankful. Abisi says classroom block amount, eso kodanasi. Abisi toilet amount, eso kodanasi. And sometimes you look at the inventions and how fast the world is going, and people are building skyscrapers that go beyond the clouds. Near 6-seater toilet amount. But still, when they are coming to open it, they will come with all their pomp and pageantry. And you see us, Nananum, we put on our best kente cloth, don our gold and everything, and come and sit down and be ready to be grateful. It is an unwritten rule. That's why I'm saying that they don't operate by I am because you are. Folks, there's been calls for a coalition agreement. There's been calls for a coalition agreement for the way forward to stop Galamsey. A pact or policy signed by or adopted by all. So there can be only one narration when it comes to destruction of our nature, forest, and water. There can only one destruction, one narration. Will be into me because me, when I come, you mind responsibly. Because when I buy, I'll let you. No. There can be only one. And so they are calling for a document that we all sign to. Folks, I'm hoping that if it ever happens, some of the powers will be given to the military and the services, where they don't need to sit and wait for instructions before they move. Something which politicians can campaign with, something enshrined. It's like you can't get a politician mount a platform and say, oh, me, when I come to power, I'm going to do a 6-year term. Or four. It's like out of the question. It's enshrined. I think we need to get a policy to that level where there's only one language. So nobody can say, I'll twist it, I'll improve it, reset it. No, it can't be touched. Because for a people who are benefiting from some people's tomorrow, It's amazing how we live as if by the time we go, it's the end of the world. There's not going to be any tomorrow for somebody to also come and enjoy. How can we enjoy the tomorrows of the past and yet living as though it's closed shop? Nobody's going to inherit our tomorrow. Amazing. Strange. Folks, we have developed something I may call voter blackmail. Voter blackmail. And that's the party that would allow us to be more in discipline. We promise to vote for them. And so politicians walk around the towns and villages and promise that I will let you be indisciplined. And they also say, Nisadi Ayebetuama. And so if somebody is in power and they can't, you know, they are in power, so they have to shorten the leash, they are then stuck because the power is too sweet. In that case, let me also lengthen the leash so I stay in power. Now with the code, folks, that some politicians operate by, i.e. the selfish code, me, myself, and I, our behavior sits well for them. Means I don't even have to work. I don't even have to enforce any law. Just vote for me, carry on being an idiot, and I will look the other way. And so there's a competition for free and the competition for I'll let you do whatever you want to do. And yet still, we are hoping to develop. How possible? How possible? So folks, I am joining the call. And I am even calling for an increase in this call to get all parties to sign up to a stop gala policy, taking powers away from the presidency or politicians. Maybe if possible, folks, let's set up a national turbidity threshold on our water bodies. If possible, get the scientists involved. Is it possible to set a national turbidity threshold on the water bodies? Whoever becomes the water body ombudsman will be responsible to keep the levels low. If he exceeds, your jobs will be questioned. Folks, we are looking at only government in power to fight this cause. We are looking at only government in power to fight this cause. Yes, we must look at government to fight this cause. But the nature and the level of devastation now is peculiar. And therefore, we must have a peculiar document to fight it. Because if we look at only government in power, then the solution will not last beyond government in power. When they go, so will be the measures that they put in place. Because if the new government comes, they're not going to follow your measures. Folks, even the CDS will go. Currently, even the CDS who's deployed 100 men will go. 100, I mean, surprised 100. After that, 30,000, 40,000, soldiers. And we are literally hitting a point where even water, the water companies are saying that your water is so bad, I can't even supply you water. There's so many per 100. Folks, you go to a demonstration and they'll bring like 600. If you like, go and hit one soldier right now and see how many soldiers they'll deploy to your village. 100. What happened to the rest? But folks, if the government goes, so does the policy. And we shall be here again. But hear me out, folks. Your right to eat should not affect my right to drink. No matter how poor you are, no matter how destitute you are, no matter how sick you are, your right to eat should never affect my right to drink. I am, because we are. Folks, today I have not come with an opinion, but rather a plea and a call, and maybe an awakening. I watched the Catholic Fathers march, and I said to myself, I've seen it all. Folks, I watched the Catholic Fathers march, and I said, I've seen it all. I've seen it all. The experts, folks, and we have many experts,
should draft a new water body protection bill. If not, or maybe included in the bill, let's have a Sankofa. How did our forebears protect all these waters? Can we do same? Can we start revering and performing rites for water bodies as it was done for us to inherit? Because water is life. Water is life. And for the short time that we are passing through this world, my God, let's make our life count. Because I am. Because you are.
Folks, it's 0302-216-541. 0302-216-541. I am because you are. I'm a Kuban in Pontema. I see you. And I have Shem on the line. Hello, Bros Barbecue.
Hello, Nana.
Yes, sir.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I see you are keeping the fire blazing. Mm. Kudos to the whole team. Kudos to the whole team. Kudos to the whole team. And as usual, today we're going to start with a little bit of information about the black person. Mm-hmm. Now, we are such a unique race. All other races came from us. Let me put it this way. Your team, you know, I represent 9 ether. Your team in equally, our hair is hard naturally. If we only understood the energy our hair carries, we wouldn't try to relax it. We wouldn't try to put weave on to cover up our natural hairs. But let me tell you something. Why do we, for a child who has grown hair for, let's say, 12, 13, 14 years, to fit into an educational system, to cut her hair, therefore to be able to learn for a 3-year period, because you say that the team will not be creating disruptions in class, and I hear saying your time for you to go and do your hair. Why don't we be encouraged that so as we stop the money we buy for the weave-ons and things? Because I don't think anybody buys African hair to do any weave-on for another person. Now, when we start that sort of education, we are also imbibing in our children that we, the black people, are not of an inferior race. When we go into the Bible, the three wise men saw a star. The star they saw was everybody else. Everybody else also has a very unique star, but we don't even know of ours. The three wise men were just astrologers. They used the celestial bodies to be able to gauge and to be able to tell who we are. I miss everything, and I miss we, Ghana, where we are strategically placed. I always say this. It's not by coincidence we are placed in the center of the world. We are in the center of the world. And if we have so much resources, why are we trying to mine them whilst we don't have the brains to even manage it? If you have a government who doesn't even want to go into mining, why wouldn't the government rather open a sort of mining company or something and now employ all these people, because you, the government, should be able to regulate your own self? Why didn't they give such permits to people who mine oil? Or because that one is offshore, so they think nobody also wants to go in there. You see, the moment we behave as if we, the government, we behave as if we put the wrong people there, and then we behave like all of a sudden they should be smart. I will always come back to this. Coming this election, let nobody go and vote wrongly, and then we will now be spending time every Monday evening, and perhaps maybe another day when Anna introduces the show during the week, calling and telling people to do the right thing. Kwame Nkrumah's CPP is obsolete today. NPP and NDC, Omo Mrasum, Ghanaians, coming this year, let us make that decision. When they come to the parliamentary seat, let us kick them out. How can the whole parliament sit down and then say that we should go and mine in a forest reserve? How? I'm not saying and say, let's not do it, my papa or my cousin. They are not the best people for us. Let us keep changing them till we get the right people. And let us keep us educating ourselves as blacks. We are proud. We are. You can bleach yourself and become a white person. A white person can never become a black person. So we are the original entity. We are the original being. Let us see ourselves as that. Everything originated in Africa. Therefore, we are strong and we can do it. Thank you very much, Anna.
Thank you very much, too. And I have Derek on the line. Hello, Derek.
Yes, sir. Your Majesty.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let me hear you.
I'm back.
Good, 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 good.
I greet you, sir.
I greet you back.
Yes, sir. And then I think, Nana, my humble opinion is I refuse to accept that tradition far overrides modernization without problem. Nana, it's like we are living tradition, culture, and then our customs behind, and importing foreign discipline into our system. That, and then that's what we are inculcating into the generations today. And then once we've been born, that is what is killing Ghana. When I was growing up, Nana, there were traditional rights that you need to observe. Because I grew up in the Chimabwakwa area. Mm. Sometimes when it comes to this of Mumo, a chief dies and other things, a gogo will be beaten and then no instructions will be given as to how the people should behave in a more disciplined way to honor our tradition or the departed soul. But today, go and beat a gogo in somewhere. They will say, oh, come on, no, okay. We are mining water bodies. We are mining reserve forests. And the question I keep asking myself is, if the colonial government had the wisdom to protect and then preserve and leave this into us, what are we doing to ourselves? Are people not seeing what they are causing us? I'm talking about those in the mining in the water bodies. They know. Today, I watch something on TikTok. Somebody who came from the mining areas and then the family were giving some water to drink and it was refusing, and some food to eat was refusing, and they forced it on him. I think these are some little things we need to be doing. And I commend those that are becoming more furious about the entire thing and are demonstrating, especially organized labor and civil society organizations, the Catholic, and other religious bodies. We should take these things to the, I think, the many areas, apart from doing it in the national capital. I think we're going to the adults, knocking on their doors to see if they know that that will also make an impact. And then lastly, I will want, like I keep saying always, give the prominence that the traditional councils have in our governance structure. That's the only way by which we can celebrate ourselves and then develop and develop well.
Derek, thank you very much. 0302-216-541. Ajiman Joseph.
And good evening. I hope you're doing well.
I'm very well, my brother.
Where is Abeku? Is he on leave?
Oh, Abeku has moved on from us. Abeku has moved on from us. Can you imagine?
That is normal. I'll deal with him.
I deal with him.
And I have a small question.
Let me hear you.
Is illegal mining called guarantee, or mining on the waters, or mining without permits, or mining in the forest? Which of them is the illegal mining? Answer me when you are free.
I hear you.
And I know demonstrations work a lot, but for me, I'm thinking that these institutions will rather meet the authorities, both NDP and NPP, test their brains to know whether they think about us or not. Set for them, this is a menace that is eating us up. How do we do? We dialogue, we judge all. If it doesn't work, then we come on the street. And as you said, a lot of us, the voters, don't think about our own well-being. The politicians who have enough money that can import water don't think about us. Yet, you're also thinking about winning the vote for them. They should come and continue doing whatever they are doing for us to suffer. Nana, it's pity. So it's as if they are taking advantage of us. Until we change our minds, it is difficult for us to be on a good state, Nana.
Ajiman Joseph, thank you very much. And I have Kofi. Kofi is on the line. Hello, Kofi.
Hi, Nana. Good evening once again.
Good evening, Kofi. Thanks for calling.
Whenever I get the opportunity and listening, and the opportunity is there to call, and I can do that, I will do that.
And I'm grateful.
Sometimes I just lay low and just listen. Legislations and things, we have the Environmental Protection Agency when it comes to the landscape. If this is London or New York, Hudson River or New Jersey or anywhere, whether it's Dubai or India or, Ireland, Denmark, nobody. What is the EPA? We have everything. The EPA is to make sure our water bodies and environment whether it's Bola, whether it's Garbage, whether it's Odor, Lagoon, whether it's Kumasi, wherever, whatever, Galamse, make. And if it's not done well or something is going wrong, they should correct it. And if there's any problem, these people resign. They are there. Even all this Galamse and whatever over the past few weeks, we've not heard from the EPA. They should be telling us this is not good. They're advising government. When they made legislation to be mining in the parliament, where was the EPA? They all signed up to it. It looks like, you know, sometimes they say we are all involved. We should, me, what can I do to go to some bush? How can I get there? How can I arrest people? We are all, let the community power, let us all. How can we, of course, chiefs and other people to be involved? But my brother, Nana, we, Polonia and our communities, when we started gathering ourselves, that the chiefs made sure, they will make sure that some people will go and weed. If you cannot weed, or if you cannot weed the community rules, you pay a fine or you contribute so that others who will not go to work will weed because you are going to work. That is the same for government. We cannot sweep the streets. We cannot go to Galamse site. So we pay our taxes and we elect or appoint an EPA, a minister of whatever, resources. What are they doing? And the police. When you are in New York, it doesn't matter if you are MTTB or whatever, when you break the law, the police there make sure. Here, they look at you and you are going. Whether you pee on the street, whether you throw garbage, nobody cares. My brother, it is the leaders. I believe it is shepherd, not the sheep. It's the shepherd that changes mindset. It's the shepherd that makes sure their sheep are following them. It's the shepherd that makes sure the environment is clean. All right.
Thank you very much for that. And I have Kwabena on the line. Hello, Kwabena.
Hello, Nana.
Yes, sir.
Nana, it appears the democracy that we expected to derive maximum optimal benefits,
mm-hmm.
like protection of our natural resources, water bodies, utilization of our cheese to perpetuate the old age customs that enabled us to live our lives in a sustainable way have all eluded us. During prime increment time, we mined underground, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when the military took over Rawlings, he started the surface mining in Sakwa. I was an employee then with certain equipment as a young service engineer. Mm-hmm. They destroyed all the lands in Sakwa, and over the weekend, His Eminence person warned us that we are heading for doom if we continue this surface mining, right? Mining on the surface. The lands are supposed to be for sustainable agriculture,
mm-hmm.
right? So that we can use it for production, for scientific production, right? Rather, we are destroying the land. And when we destroy the land, because of democracy, because of partisan politics, you see a political appointee as the director of the EPA fighting with a scientist over facts, over scientific facts. How low have we sunk as a country, Nana? How low have we sunk as a country? In other places, they value water. You cannot see the Potomac River in Washington. Every periodically, they clean the river. In Ghana, we are destroying our water bodies. And when a scientist said we are going to use this much time to clean and to regain to reclaim our land, a political appointee in the director of EPA is fighting with the scientists. This is how far we've sunk, Nana. This is how far we've sunk. And we have these young politicians in parliament allowed themselves to be divided into passing an airline that allowed the president to give lands to its political appointees for mining. Why are we doing this to ourselves, Nana?
Kwabena, thank you very much, and I share that passion, Kwabena, all the way from USA. But Kwajo is on the line. Hello, Kwajo.
Yeah, Nana, good evening.
Good evening.
And now you know what? I'm from Amansea, right? The Asante region.
Okay.
And the guarantee is right at my doorstep, my holy village. And it's so fat and very, very beautiful the way this galaxy has taken place over the past 6-7 years. In fact, when we were children, Nana, let me tell you, we're bathing across the Ofen River at my holy village. We're drinking that water. There was galaxy going on at that time by the State Gold Mining Corporation. They had a dredger on the Ofen River. They were doing clean mining on the Ofen River using the dredger. And, you know, the State Gold Mining Corporation collapsed. And it's from there that, you know, some of these people started doing their own small-scale mining and others. It has been there all these years. I was a child at that time. I'm 50 years now. And Nana, it's so sad. It is just the past few years that they started introducing, machines and others, bulldozers and others to do galaxy. It's just these few years. And that shows the greediness of this current government, because most of the people are in this current government. And to the extent that a law could be passed for people to enter the forest. Now, when you go to my village, Nana, the whole area is devastated. The whole area is devastated. The Ofen has lost its course. And people send sachet water to the farm these days. Wow. They send sachet water to the farm. My own village, I'm telling you, the whole of Mansun area is devastated by galaxy. Using bulldozers and excavators and others on the riverbanks. It's so sad.
Thank you very much, and I share your passion. And my Nkoswahini of Dumasa, most of you who go to Abusuka, it's called Atakoria. Most of you know Atakoria. And he says he has a farm somewhere in Bunsu area. And he says, Nana, we used to plant food crops around this water body that runs through the farm. And that's how the farmers, the workmen used to eat. You know, those old cassava, plantain, everything. He says now, when we're going to the farm, we have to buy rice and plantain, everything sent to the farm, because you can't plant around the water bodies. And he says, you come to the farm and you see grass cutters and antelopes. They drink the water and they die. And he says, normally it's a kubi. They don't rot. They just stiff, just lying there. They don't even decay. He says, you don't even know what chemical that entered the animal's body. And he's saying the things, and I won't cry. You don't see how serious it is. He says, on the farm, you go there, we get there in the morning, and animals, he says, even lizards come to sip this water, and they're just there, all stiff, dead. So they can't plant along the river anymore because you don't know what's in it. Abu Muhammad is on the line. Hello.
Hello, good evening, Nana.
Yes, my brother, how are you?
Very well, thank
good.
You. Yes, God Almighty said he created man in his own image. And God will emphasize so many times on things that he created. But it is not common that you hear God Almighty say, I created water. Even if he did, it is a sign of respect that God has for water. So me, I read Quran cover to cover. It is not common I hear God Almighty say, I have created water. And I read the Bible to some extent. I stand to be corrected. I've never come across anywhere God Almighty say, I created water. So even if he did, then which means he has a special respect for water. So it's not common to always hear God say, I created water. So who are we not to respect water? Water is something, even the drop of it must be respected, because it has got no enemy. God Almighty, in the Quran, 21 chapter 20, verses 30, 26:30, God Almighty say, have we not, you know, to the extent, the last one, which is more important, is we created every living thing with water. Every living thing God Almighty created with water. So why would you use your own teeth to cut your own throat? That is why I'm very happy that my name is not even on the register. So nothing will even convince me to go and vote. Thank you.
Thank you very much. This is from Eunice in East Legon. It says, Nana, there's already a WHO-defined standard for water the whole world. And that should be our standard. Let's get Noguchi to test and share the WHO standard for water bodies vis-a-vis our water bodies. And you will know that if even WHO was effective, our government should have been fined and hauled before some disciplinary committee long ago. Good evening to you, Eunice. And so folks, the need to respect and care for one another, folks, should supersede everything. And this principle, maybe we have lost it, but our children should never ever lose it. All of you who attended the book launch on Sunday, the Princess and the Pink Maltese Dog. Yes, the Princess and the Pink Maltese Dog. All who attended, say thank you. And here is your Damasi Papa. Then on